Talmudah.
Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we start our first session in the afternoon. Let's all rise up and sing hymn 155. Please be seated. This afternoon, before we study the Word of God together, let's all kneel down and pray and ask the Heavenly Father to guide us. Let's kneel down and pray together. Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bear witness for the Lord. This afternoon, we'd like to share with you one father, three mothers. Brother John, John C, right? How old are you now? How old are you? You know your age, right? 13, right? So how many mothers and fathers do you have? You would tell me one mother and one father, right? Is it possible to have one father and three mothers? Is it possible?
这是可能的吗?
Do you know anyone who have one mother and three fathers? Hey, John. Hey, I know someone who have three fathers and three mothers. I have three fathers and three mothers. Why? Because, right, I have my biological parents. That is one mother and one father. And then when I was adopted, I inherit another mother, another father. And then when I got married, I inherit another mother and another father.
然后呢，我结婚的以后，我就又另外一个一对父母。
So I have three mothers and three fathers.
所以我有三位父亲，三位母亲。
Actually, my real parents only one mother, one father.
当然我真的生我的父母只有一对而已哈。
No one can have one mother and one father and three mothers. Impossible.
没有人能够有一位父亲，三位母亲。
Unless you're adopted by someone, are you, you know, married to somebody, do you inherit the parents?
当然你被收养或者你结婚，你就有另外的新的父母。
Actually, in a spiritual life, it should be exactly the same way.
在属灵里面也是这样子。
A heavenly father, right? We have only one heavenly father.
我们只有一位天父。
We have only one mother.
我们只有一位母亲。
And that is the bride of Christ.
就是基督的心腹。
Who is the bride of Christ?
谁是基督的心腹?
John. You know who is the bride of Christ? The bride of Christ is true Jesus Church.
就是真教会。
And this church is the mother of us all.
那这个教会就是我们的母亲。
So, but a lot of time we want to be adopted by a different father and a different mother.
但是有时候我们好像愿意被其他人来收养。
You can see my parents, right? My Cambodian parents, they are not so rich.
我柬埔寨的父母当然他们不太有钱。
So, but when I first came to this country, they didn't have enough money to support me.
所以当我来到美国的时候，他们没有多少钱能够来抚育我。
Because I have four sisters and one brother.
因为我有四个姐妹，有一个兄弟。
Because when you first came to this country, we were very poor.
当我们刚到美国，我们非常穷。
So during that time when my American parents, they wanted to adopt me, I was very happy.
所以那时候有人愿意收养我，我就很高兴。
I get to wear new clothing, I get to wear new shoes, right?
我有很多的新衣服、新鞋。
But the Heavenly Father, right? He has everything.
但是我们的天父他拥有一切。
But at the same time, we want to switch our father.
但是我们不应该要来改变我们的父母。
Right, sometimes we don't feel satisfied with our Heavenly Father or his wife, which is the true Jewish church.
有时候我们对我们的天父或者我们的母亲真教会，我们有一些不满意。
Let's turn to the book of John chapter 1.
请看约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1 verse 12.
约翰福音第一章十二节。
John chapter 1 verse 12.
约翰福音一章十二节
Verse 12 But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Verse 13
13节
Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So we can see in these two verses, right? If we are the children of God,
这两节圣经告诉我们，我们是神的儿女
We must believe in his name.
我们要相信他的名。
When we believe in his name, then we have the right to become his children.
我们相信他，我们就有权柄做神的儿女。
And we, if we are his children,
如果我们是他的儿女，
then we must be born of God.
我们必须要从神而生。
But in John chapter 1 verse 13, how many different ways can we be born of?
但是在这里面我们看到有几种方式
verse 13,
可以生。
Verse 13.
在十三节里面。
Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
这边说这等人不是从血气生，不是从情欲生，也不是从人意生，乃是从神而生的。
So how many ways can we be born of?
所以这样子总共有几种生的方式。
According to verse 13.
根据第十三节。
The young brother and sister here, how many? How many ways? Victor, how many ways, brother?Verse 13. Yeah, right? It's four. Yeah, right? What is the first one?
这边总共有四种哈。第一个就是
First, not, right? If we are children of God, we are not born of blood.
这边说我们如果是神的儿女，我们就不是从血气生。
If we are the son of God,
如果我们是神的儿女，
we were not born from the will of the flesh.
不是从情欲生的。
If we are the son of God,
如果我们是神的儿女
we will not be born from the will of man.
那我们也不是从人意生的。
If we are son of God, we are born of God.
我们是神的儿女，我们要由神而生。
So even though there are many different ways to be born of, but for us as the children of God, we must be born of God.
虽然有这些不同的生的方式，但是我们必须要是从神生。
Is born of blood, born of the flesh, and born of the will of man, is it wrong to be born like this?
从血气生，从情欲生，从人意生，有什么不对吗？
Of course not.
当然不是说。
Why? Because all of this is a natural order that how God created us, right?
因为这些都是神所创造人来到这世界的方法。
But whoever born in the first three ways cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven.
但是如果只是从前面那三种方式生，就不能够来承受神的国。
If we're looking from the angle of one true church,
如果我们从教会的观点来看
，you can see nowadays there's thousands of different denominations.
我们看现在有成千的不同的教派。
Many of them also believe in God.
很多他们也是相信神。
But it's only one bride of Christ.
但是基督的心腹只有一位。
And it's only one true church of God.
就是独一的真教会。
Not because we're better than anybody else.
并不是说我们比别人好。
Because the day that we are baptized.
但是在我们受洗的那一天。
The day that we are born again.
我们就是重生。
And this is what it means to be born of God.
我们就是从神而生。
So that's why when we think about, you know, how God chosen us to be his children.
所以我们想神如何来拣选我们成为他的儿女。
This is very precious for every single one of us.
这是多么宝贵的事。
Especially nowadays for the younger generation.
但今天对年轻的一代来说。
Sometimes we don't take God so seriously.
往往我们并不把神看得很严重。
And sometimes we don't feel we don't feel so special. Why? Because we feel that every church is the same thing.
有时候我们会觉得是说好像其他基督教会也是差不多的。
Let me ask you another question.
让我再问一个问题。
How many sons did Abraham had?
要不然有多少个儿子？
How many sons?
有多少个？
Anybody can respond to this one.
有谁算过？
How many sons?Because to know Abraham is to know really about a true church.
因为我们认识亚伯拉罕就可以知道有关于真教会的事。
How many sons did Abraham have?
亚伯拉罕有多少个儿子？
Take a guess. Huh? It never said? Oh, That is from his descendants, right? Yeah, from his descendants. But from his own body, how many sons did he have? Okay, translate that. Okay.
Yeah, 不然有总共有多少个孩子？我们有没有算过？
Of course, you know, Abraham is the father, right? He's the father Abraham, you know the song, right? So he has many, many children. But of his own body, how many children did he have?
当然，亚伯兰的后裔是有很多，但是真的直接从他生的有多少？
Actually, for us to find out how many children he have, we need to look at it from different angle.
这个我们可以从不同的角度来看。
Let's go to Abraham and Keturah. Abraham and Keturah.
我们来看这个。
Let's go to Genesis chapter 25.
创世纪25章。
Genesis chapter 25.
创世纪25章。
So when we read verse 1 to verse 3, right, count how many, actually verse 1 and verse 2, first. How many children did Abraham have with Keturah?
我们看这个亚伯拉罕跟基土拉总共有几个孩子。
Genesis chapter 25 verse 1.
25章第一节。
Abraham again took a wife, and her name was Keturah, verse 2.
第二节。
And she bore him Shebron, Jokshan, Midian, Ishbak, and I don't know, he's Shua, something like that, right? It's very difficult to pronounce. But from verse 1 and verse 2, how many children does he have?
我们看第一节跟第二节, 他总共有几个孩子?
How many? How many?
Six.
Six, right? Six. So during this time, when he took, and he's, when he's get older, right? He took a wife, her name was Keturah.
这边在亚伯拉罕年纪比较大的时候，他又娶了一个妻子。
And Keturah bore six children for Abraham.
基土拉为亚伯拉罕生了六个孩子。
But are these really children of Abraham?
但是是不是这些是真的亚伯拉罕的孩子？
If we read in verse 4.
我们看第四节。
The last sentence in verse 4 say all these were the children of Keturah.
第四节最后说，这些都是基土拉的子孙。
You know, if you read Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 3,
我们如果看马太福音第一章或路加福音第三章,
it talks about genealogy of our Lord Jesus.
有提到主耶稣基督的家谱。
So when they talk about genealogy, when someone begot someone, right, they always use a man's name, never a female's name.
我们会看到这说，提到谁是谁的孩子，都是讲到
For example, Abraham begot Isaac.
好像亚伯拉罕生以撒。Isaac
begot Jacob.
以撒生雅各。
It never says Sarah begot Isaac.
没有说撒拉生以撒。But
rather Abraham begot Isaac.
而是说亚伯拉罕生以撒。It
never says Rebecca begot Jacob.
也没有说利百加生了雅各。But
Isaac begot Jacob.
而是想说这个以撒生雅各。But
here in verse 4 is very special.
但是在第四节最后这边却是很特别。All
these were the children of Keturah.
说这些都是基土拉的子孙。Even
though Abraham is a father.
虽然亚伯兰是父亲,
but the Bible states his children belong to Keturah.
但是呢,这边圣经却说这些孩子是属于基土拉的。
And also let's turn to Galatians.
我们再看加拉太书。
Just bear with me in the next 5-10 minutes because to know this history and then on the end we can put things together to know why we are one true church.
我们把这些经节们都看过了，我们就可以总括得到，就是说为什么只有一个真教会。
Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
Starting from verse 21.
从第21节开始,
please listen carefully.
我们仔细听,
Galatians 4:21.
加拉太书第四章21节,
tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? Verse 22.
22节,
for it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a born woman, the other by a free woman. Verse 23.
23节,
but he who was of the born woman was born according to the flesh, and he of the free woman through promises. Verse 24.
24节,
which things are symbolic, for these are two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gave birth to bondage, which is Hagar. Verse 25.
25节,
for this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and correspond to Jerusalem, which is now is, and is a bondage with her children. Verse 26.
26节,
but the Jerusalem is above is free, which is the mother of us all. So we can see in these five verses, it talks about under the law, Abraham had two children.
这段圣经说，在律法之下来讲，亚伯拉罕有两个孩子。
So under Keturah, he had six children.
在基土拉下面有六个孩子。
Under the law, he had two children.
但是用律法来看，他有两个儿子。
One is born of a born woman.
一个是从使女生的。
Why? Because they born according to the flesh.
因为这是从血气生的。
Who was that? Who was that one?
那个孩子是谁?
Do you know his name? Ishmael, right? Ishmael.
这是以实玛利。
And who was of the free woman?
哪一个是自主的妇人?
Who is born of the free woman?
谁是自主妇人所生的?
Isaac, right? Isaac. So remember this. Remember this.
我们要记得这个。
So far we have two mothers.
所以这边有两个母亲。
First, right? Keturah, the first mother.
这个讲到基土拉。
And then second, under the law, which is under Hagar. Hagar is the mother.
另外还有一个母亲就是夏甲。
Let's go to the third wife.
第三个。
Let's go to Genesis chapter 22.
我们再看 创世纪22章。
Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪22章。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2. Now it came to pass after this thing that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am, verse 22.
22节.
Then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. So during this time, right, in the eye of God, how many sons does Abraham have?
所以我们看这段圣经, 亚伯拉罕在神的眼中他有几个孩子?
How many?
有几个?
My young brothers, how many? Right, in the eye of God, Abraham had only one son.
在神的眼中, 亚伯拉罕只有一个孩子。
Even though he had Keturah as a wife,
虽然他有基土拉,
he had Hagar as a wife also.
他也有夏甲。
But in the eye of God, he has only one son, that is Isaac.
但是从神的眼光来看, 亚伯拉罕只有一个孩子。
So if you look at Abraham,
所以你看亚伯拉罕,
under Keturah have six children.
在基土拉以下有六个孩子,
under the law have two children.
律法下有两个,
but in the eye of God there's only one.
在神的眼中看只有一个。
If you think about the true church of God,
我们来想到, 真教会,
you can see right, seven out of eight, right, they are born under the law and born under Keturah.
在这八个孩子当中，有六个是基土拉的，另外一个是夏甲所生的。
But only one is born out of the promise.
但是只有一个是应许所生的。
So that's why for us we should not be surprised. There's so many denominations, there's so many churches in the world.
所以我们不用觉得奇怪，在这世界上有这么多不同的教会。
But it's only one church of God.
但是在神所承认的只有一个教会。
Sometimes I wish really the young people really realize how precious true Jesus Church is.
所以我常常希望我们的年轻朋友能够了解真教会是多么的宝贵。
Actually, the reason we are precious not because the name is True Jesus Church, we are precious.
那这并不只是说因为我们的教会的牌子上挂着真耶稣教会。
But what we preach inside True Jesus Church, that's the thing that is so precious into our life.
真正最宝贵的就是我们在真教会里面我们所传的这个得救的福音。
For example, if we name a kid beautiful, right? If we name a daughter beautiful.
如果说我们叫一个女儿叫她叫做美丽。
But and then it's a daughter, right? You look at the daughter and she's not so beautiful.
但是这个女儿就其实没有那么漂亮。
And then it's very disappointment, right?
那这个名字配起来实在是不太配。
So the same thing when we tell people we are true Jesus Church.
同样的，我们告诉人家说我们是真耶稣教会。
At first they say, oh, come on, you know. True Jesus Church, what kind of name is that, right? You encountered that before.
我想你一定碰过这样真耶稣教会好大的口气。
So that's why sometimes the young people, when they ask me, hey, what church do you go to?